So penguins.
Okay. Shmuel Ojek is only one. Sugya Vikar Tafel is from the Sugyas Hamrachavis in Hilchos Brachos, from the most Nagaya Shailas in Hilchos Brachos. And the emes is that Simon Reshit Beis is from the Karim. It's from the Karim of Vikar Tafel. But as we're going to see, we're really, hopefully, getting down the Seidus of Ikav Ritafel, but in the Hemshech, we're gonna be coming back to this constantly, to the Sugya of Ikav Ritafel in various different, I find him a number of different variations of the Sugya of Ikav Ritafel. And the emphasis is, even within Siman Reshit Beis, there's really two separate Nekudas that I want to get into a little bit here. Really two parts. We could kind of break the siman down into two separate parts. And the first part is the Etzem Sugya, the Mishnah, the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet, and it says Pas and Meliach, that even Meliach could be a tuffle, that even Pas could be a tuffle when it's after you eat some spicy fish. And that gets us into the Shaila of Pas being a tuffle. So let's just speak for a few minutes about this Sugya, about Pas and Meliach. And then in the Hemshech, which is somewhat less Nogeya, I don't think it's too common of an issue to, you know, wash down anything with bread, but it could happen. And so let's just spend a few minutes on the Pasim Aliyah, and then hopefully we'll get into the Hemshech of the Simen, which is a little bit more the Shailas that are Nogeya Lamaisa. Lamaisa, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Pas is Tuffel to Peres Gidoyser, and the Gemara is bothered that L'chayro Vasepis Pas could be Tuffel. Pas could be a tuffle. Pas in chachash of yisrmi pas. The Gemara is like the at least Rav Yishayin Machrein Mavur that we're talking about eating pas by itself, just as a result of eating something else, because you eat peres kinosir, they're too sweet. Gemara makes a nukimta. No, it's going on. You eat maliach. That eating peres kinosir are very sweet makes you eat maliach. Maliach is very salty, and after that your mouth is burning, so you have to have some pas afterwards. And that's basically a Divrei Gemara, a very short little Gemara. Did I say a pshat that I'm saying a pshat?
Yeah, you said that there's three things here.
Yeah, I mean the Gemara inserts Meliach into the picture over here. So the question is what the Meliach is talking about. But the Gemara, basically the Mishnah is talking about Peres Kinoiser and Peres Kinoiser and Pas, and the Gemara inserts something to do with a Meliach. And then it says Nechleku Arishayin Bipshat and Nechleku in Lamdas. So it basically comes down to the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos, the Umas, and maybe the Rambam, Lumas Rabbeinu Yoina, and the emphasis of the Shaila, Arkidei Kachla Halacha. And the Shaila basically is that the Gemara told about a strange case of not just the case where someone ate Maliach. The Mishnah didn't speak about someone just ate Maliach because Maliach's mouth was burning, mainly when it ate some pas. But rather, the Mishnah specifically spoke about a case where, at least Lefi Rashi, Tosfos, other Shainim, some Shainim, where because you had Peres Kinoiser, that forced you to eat Maliach, and Maliach forced you to eat the bread. And because of that, the bread is tuffel. So basically, it seems to be a machlokes shayna. That's how the Achrayim learned. The Bach has a bigger yichus about this. The Achrayim handle it. And the question basically is, and this is really a miyuchadik question of Gabi Pas. Because of the chashivas of Pas, is it really possible for Pas to be tuffel min hastam? Pas could just be a tuffel to Meliach. Stam, I have some hot peppers, I have some salty fish, I need Pas. Pas could be a tuffel, which would be the pashup shot that comes out from our sugi, because ultimately that's what the Gemara says. You had Pas, you had Meliach, and Meliach forced you to eat bread, and the bread is tuffel. And that seems to be the shita of some Rishonim. And some Rishonim, Akdei Kach, learn that the whole Ukimta, this seems to be Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ritva, that the whole Ukimta of Meliach wasn't really like a special Ukimta, no special Lamdas. It was just, we're looking for a Hechitimta. What kind of Hechitimta do we have that Imamish Akdei Kach, that you have such an overwhelming need to eat bread that it could become a tuffle? So some Rishonim Taka say the Peres Kinoiser, you poured salt onto the Peres Kinoiser itself, in which case there is no extra step in the Gemara. The Gemara is just saying that we're looking for something, like what is it exactly that could really force you to eat bread in such a fashion that it could be a tuffle? It's like a Balbat Tishu Kimta. And the Fizeh, if that's Taka the Kimta of the Gemara, that will come out, like it's mashed for the Pashas of Tor Shulchan Aruch, that in a Chanami, Lahalachu Lamaisa, The Gemara was, you know, it's a Gemara looking for a Hechatimtza, but Lamaisa Ladina and Lamdas is no special requirement. Any time that you're eating bread, not for the sake of bread, you're not interested in eating bread, which Rishayim and the Pais can point out that if you're interested in eating the bread and you're Taiv and Ra, you have to eat the bread, then the Vadi, you have to make a Moitzi also. But if you're not interested in eating bread, I don't care what caused you to eat this bread. Tachos Maisa, the bread is Tafel because it's a, let's call it a Meshah, it's Meshamesh the Achila, the other Achila, or it's Metakin the other Achila, or it's Metakin your Pes, some Rishayim say. Ultimately, it could be a Tafel. Lamaisa, the Bach is already Medaik. From some Rishonim, and Emes says it seems to be the Mashmos of Tosis, certainly the Mashmos of Rashi, even though the Bach, you know, the Achrenim are Doicha and Mefalpo, Lakan, Lakan. So without getting to the Pratim, it sounds like from Rashi and from Tosis that no. In a Chanami, your mouth could be on fire from eating something, from eating a Maliach, from eating a hot pepper, but that's not enough of a reason to make Pas a Tafel. Why not? Because in a Chanami, you're eating Pas only because of the pepper, but the Maisa Pas is Chashav. Pas is the most chashev food we have, and Mela just can't be tafel, even though you're only eating it for malachotim reason, just to take care of a problem that you're having in your mouth right now. And therefore, the Gemara had to make it Rukimta and Lamdis. That's why the Mishnah is talking in Lamdis. The Mishnah had to start with Peirus Kinoiser. Because, and he kind of dove in a schalik. With Hirashi, it seems that the only time pas can be tafel to maliach, let's say to either the salt on the fruit or to salty fish that you eat after fruit, it seems the Hirashi, it's only because of the chashivus of Peirus Kinoiser. The pas ultimately can only trace its can only be tafel if it traces its way back to an achila that started with the most with an achila which says Rashi is even more chashiv than pas. That's achila peres ginoiser. That's one mahalach that is machmas the chashivas peres ginoiser, and the mashmos of Tosis. We all fought this out already a little bit without getting to the pratim. The mashmos of Tosis, and what seems to be clear from the Rambam is that the Rambam says in a chanami, pas is too chashiv to be bottled to stam and maliach. But it's not the pshat that it has to start with Peirus Kinoiser. It's not Xeris HaKos of a Peirus Kinoiser like it sounds like it is from Rashi. But rather, any time you're eating a maliach, you're eating something salty or spicy, and that forces you to eat bread, the bread's not going to be tough. Because bread's too chashiv. But if the thing that caused you to eat the bread, let's say the maliach in this case, you weren't just stam in the mood for salty fish. You weren't stam in the mood for peppers, but you had a hechrich to eat that salty fish. So having a hechrich to eat the salty fish, that gives a chashivas to the achila of the fish, and that only such an achila of maliach can make pas a tafel. That seems to be clear from the Rambam, who says doesn't mention anything about Peirus Kinoiser. It just says that you're in a matzav where you're tzarich to eat the maliach. When you're tzarich to eat the maliach, that gives a special chashivas to the maliach. And we found a base av to this svara in the Divrei HaTosis Rosh, who quotes from the Rabbeinu Chananel. And the way the Tosis Rosh at least understood the Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not 100% clear. But the Rabbeinu Chananel basically speaks out this far lahedya, that whenever you have a hechrich to eat something, that gives the achila of that thing a special chashivas. Ad kedei kach, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, another zach, that the only time pas can be tafel is if you don't really need it. It's taka annoying, you have a salty flavor in your mouth, but you could deal with it. And the meil of the pas can be tafel because you're just doing it for the side reason. But if you have a hechrich, if you must eat the pas, then it can't be tafel. So it cannot be tafel. Since you have a hechrich to eat it, hechrich gives chashivos, and it cannot be tafel to anything. Now, even though the halacha, we do not pass in like this, Rabbeinu Chananel, and it's mavur la halacha, that even though you're at a point where you just must eat some bread, you can't handle it, you must have bread with it, afal pikein, we hold the bread could be tafel, but it's not a steer to say that in a chanami. So pas, let's say pas will have that mile, that has the chashivos of being a hechrich, you have to eat it, so that gives it a chashivos. But afal pikein, we can understand that it's tafel to the maliach, because soif kol soif, the only reason you're eating this bread is for the maliach. Soif kol soif, it's to be mashamish or to be attack in the maliach. But b'chol oifin, we have a source in the Tosfos Rebbeinu Chananel that the special chashivas of maliach, the only time that maliach will have a special chashivas to be mavatal pas, to be ikar le'umas pas, is only if the maliach had that hechrich that you had to eat the maliach. Why did you have to eat the maliach? The answer is, because he had Peirus Kinoiser, and that forced you to eat Maliach. Once you were forced to eat it, that's the Svar of Hechrich, and that seems to be the Shita of the Rambam, and perhaps the Shita of Tosfos. So, Lahalacha, how do we paskin? So you look in Shulchan Aruch, Torah Shulchan Aruch, you don't really see any mention of Peirus Kinoiser seem to get washed away at the wayside. Kol Shuikim Yatvelim, Varachal Ikapartis Atvelim, Bein, Mibrachal Vinaminat. Bafilu pas, Shuchashim Mikol, which somebody showed him speak out, that's the Chiddush of this Sugya, because really, Ikar Tafel we know from other places. Even pas can be a tafel. How? Kegain. Shaychol dag maliach. Vaychol pas imay. Kedei shleich. It's going to be grinding. So it would seem that Shulchan Aruch is perhaps passing like those other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, that there's no special halacha anytime you're eating the bread for a malachot reason, you're not interested in eating the bread, you're not hungry for bread, you're just doing it to put out the fire in your mouth from the liach, from the pepper. So me'ala, it's a tuffle. Lemaisa, already in Achrenim, already in some of the Achrenim, the Bach, and a number of other Achrenim, Mishnah Berurah really makes a little bit of a Rishima about this. It's really not so clear. And it's not so clear. The Magen Avraham is just Mavliya Klachiyad. When he's speaking about Tzuk, he says, oh yeah, and there was Pierce Ginei, so he just like puts it in over there. So Lemaisa, in the Mishnah Berurah, he does speak out a case of, when he speaks about the case of Dag Malich, he talks, speaks about the case of Pierce Ginei. And in Shartzin, it goes on a whole arichas, and he says, you know, tziyarti bi'oifin zev, aloi tziyarti bi'pshitas. I didn't say a regular case where you're just eating maliach. And says the Shartzin, the reason being, because it's a big machlekes. And he says, it's not, and it's, he says, it's not like the what's it called, not like the Taz and Eli Rabbo. Why? Because Harbi Achreinim, Bach, Marshal, Devi Chamudois, Chemash from Bartanura, Rambam, Rashi, Chuli, Chuli, goes on and on. That what? Dafke Bayfin Zesh, Yomokro, Chacham, Malich, Mechoshas, Libay, Mamasikos, Lochain, Chashm, Malich, Iker, Af Negra Pass. Haba Amo, Loyamin, and Negra Pass. Chain Mashma, Mugin of Rum. Why say Mashma? Because Mugin of Rum, it's not so clear, that's what he's coming to say. He's just kind of like quoting the Sugi, Kadaka Bakadish. So, Al-Kopanim, it would seem that the Mishnah Berurah, so first of all, you know, it's a shtickle tzarechin, perhaps on the Mishnah Berurah that he says that achar to be a safik brachos comes out from this Mishnah Berurah achar, that you sometimes you see like a little yingle, a 14-year-old, he eats 5 hot peppers, he's going crazy, the water doesn't help, you have to go run and eat past. So achar to mamash telling the shiloh, and it's a shiloh of deraisas, because the question is, should he just eat it and make no bracha whatsoever, or does he have to wash hamoitzi and berachos hamazon with deraisa? So, it's mashma that somehow Mishnah Berurah felt it right to be machriya the shiloh, but the MS is it's not really so clear. And like we already spoke about, I know a number of us spoke about this in the Hemshech Luik, that there's a few places in the Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshech that it's like he totally forgets about this kiddush. He speaks about yain sarif in one place, and then the Hemshech he also speaks about yain sarif again at the end of the meal, yain at the end of the meal. And the MS is we originally before we even saw those Mishnah Berurahs, we were already in Niskasha from the din of Shemin and Pas and Reish Beis, because the Mishnah Berurah over there brings the machlekes. We saw a b'shaita between the Magen Avraham and the Bach in the beginning of Reish Beis by the halacha of drinking shemen with pas. And there's a machloikas, you know, the Bach has a chiddush over there. The Mishnah Berurah does mention that when you have, even when a person has a sore throat and you're having shemen, but you mix the shemen with pas in order to soothe your sore throat, just it's very hard to eat. You don't eat shemen by itself, you mix it with pas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so the Bach says that the pas is ikar and it's hamoitzi. So the l'maisa, the passion of the Mishnah Berurah is that he passed is not like passing like the Magen Avraham, that no, the Maisa, the pass could be a tuffle as long as your kol kule kavana is to what's it called, is to drink the shemen.
And then just change
what?
Just change.
What do you mean?
What are we
doing? Exactly. So what's going on over here? So that kasha, when we had this question from shemen, so he said maybe we have a teretz, because basically we spoke out that there's two neschos and they're showing him why would you need peres kinoiser. Is it because of the special chashivas peres kinoiser, like Rashi, or like the Rambam Mitzvos? It sounds more like it's just a hechrich. So if it's a hechrich, so any hechrich, like the Rambam says, tzarech. So the Maisa, that halacha is talking about choshish begreine. Someone has a sore throat. So if you have a sore throat, and because of the sore throat, you have to eat, you're forced now into eating shemen. You need shemen for your sore throat. So then it could be, that wouldn't be a steer to the Mishnah Berurah.
Meaning,
one second, so we're going to get the answer. And so that's in terms of the Shem. But Rafa Pekin, which most point again, that's the whole problem. In the Hemshech Hasim, there seems to be regular Pashat cases with no Hechrich. What I'm saying is that the case of Shemin, who could have been Deiche, that a sore throat's a Hechrich. Because again, a Hechrich is a Hechrich. The Ram says Tzarech, it doesn't say wise. Maybe a sore throat's a good enough reason also. But Lamaisa in the Hemshech Hasim, the Mishnah Berurah says numerous times that Lamaisa, it's enough to just Pashat, have a shot of whiskey. So Lachari, this is difficult. I was interesting to see that I found one or two of the Svarim, I think in like Shari HaBracha, a big, huge sefer, a whole big parak on Ikar V'Tafel, and this Nikud is like Tzarechin, like one little Ha'ara Tzarechin. So various different Mahalchim were suggested over here. None of them were so Nisyash V'Halev, you know, each one was being Nichnas into the Dakuyot. What exactly is, you know, more Chashiv? Is Schnapps more Chashiv? Is this more Chashiv? Tzarechin, Lemaisa, it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah, in his whole big Rishima here, the first Achron he quotes is the Bach. The Bach is the one who requires, it has to be coming from Peres Kinoiser. That means if you look in the Bach, it's a shtickle plea, you look in the Bach, the Bach doesn't say that. The Bach stalls back the whole Machlekes, whether or not it has to be Machmas the Chashivas, Machmas the Hechrich, whole thing. And the Bach is like Noita for those who shine it. But in the end of the day, the Bach says, I would have assumed the Mishnah Berurah should have said, he says, Safik Brachas Lahakal. Lemaisa, let's say you just add hot pepper, you just add Maliach, you're going to eat the bread. Says the Bach, I was medayik ganz feste machlokes yishoinim lomdis hechrich not hechrich hashivas das. So there, suffik brachos. Meiser shulchan aruch, meiser rabbeinu yoina. So the Bach says suffik brachos. So imkain, how could the Mishnah Berurah quote him as the sheet who holds you do need peiros kinoisa? The Bach, in fact, says it's suffik brachos. He says if you have just hot peppers, then you don't make a bracha on the bread. So Emma says if you look there in the Bach, could be this is what the Shartzi means, and basically this is kind of just like a simple answer to this question, and kind of deflates the whole balloon of this big question. The Bach there says a different like kind of side point. He says there's a different problem with specifically this recipe of Maliach and Pas. What's the problem with the recipe of Maliach and Pas? Look the Bach. I don't care which Rishon you hold like. I don't care if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yoina or what we're calling Rabbeinu Yoina versus the Rambam places. It doesn't make a difference. Zok Rabbeinu Yoina. Zok the Bach. Pas and Maliach. It's Pashit Pas is never bottle. Why? Says the Bach, that's a normal breakfast. Pas and Maliach is a normal meal. Meaning sometimes people eat Dag Maliach, they're like, oy vey, what did I do? I'm on fire. And they take some bread to put out the fire. But very often, says the Bach, people just, it's a normal meal to have. It's a normal Geshmaka thing to have, some herring and crackers. It's one's Malafis, the other, we'll get to the Hemshech, one's Malafis, the other, one's Matakan. It's not a Geshmaka thing to eat together. So Zok the Bach, Yeshladin exactly the Kavanah Sabach, but Lamaisa, as they Zok there, that since the Derech is to eat these two things as a regular meal. Now, some person wakes up in the morning, his mouth's not on fire, and he opens the fridge and takes out some crackers and herring, or some bread and herring, let's say. It's pshito pshito that he makes a hamitzvah hamaretz, right? And even though he's having in mind, to take care of them, but that's a regular meal. It's a regular, simple, pashut meal that he's eating. And there's stam gishmak together, aside from the burning, even though there's no burning problem. So it could be that once there's a derech to eat this as a normal meal, and the derech is b'chiyah gavna, that the pas should be the ikker. So it could be there is more of like in this mesuyim dikka case, in this special case pas maliach, Mishbura had like a local problem. This was a shaila, and Mishbura here specifically was bothered. Was saying this tonight that it has to come machmas peiros kinoiser. And mevela yain tsarif and all these other cases where it's authentically a case where you talk put did something that's putting your mouth on fire. Then avada the pasuk be tafel. Now. L'maisel, see what I'm saying, yesh ladin. What would be, Taka, if it's an atzura, or let's say, bizmanenu, the people eat, is there such a dish called peppers and bread, or very salty fish and bread? Yesh ladin, meaning yesh ladin bizmanenu, like most of the Sifrei HaLikutim, so they say that, Taka, if you have salty fish, they don't go with this shartzi. They say if you have salty fish and your mouth is on fire, so you eat the bread. So yesh ladin if this is against the Bach or not, and it's against the Mishaburah. It could be the Mishaburah's Taka saying that Saif kol Saif, the way, even when you do eat Maliach, it's not really clear. Because Lamaisa on the one hand is putting out the fire, on the other hand is a Gishmaka thing. It could be if it's in a Tzura where your mouth is mamish on fire from the Maliach, and it's clear to everyone that it's in a Tzura where it's just to put out the fire, then yesh ladin. It's a little bit of a doichak. It would seem from the Mishaburah that by Maliach Lamaisa, it's an issue. By Maliach, it wouldn't be batal, but. But yesh ladin, even mishmur would be maskev if it's in a tzura where it's clear that it's not. It's in a tzura. It's clear it's not stam a normal meal. Al kopanim ledina. So yesh ladin, what the das mishmur be? Al kopanim ledina lachayra nisyashafti. That at first I thought it was strange, what the swarm was saying. But lachayra halacha lemaisa is a safik brachos. And asher al kain lachayra, a person who puts himself into a matziv, certainly from yain tsarif and hot peppers, that's the first. That we're saying is a chiluk anyway in the Mishpura. Mishpura himself says lahedya. And even moliach lemaisa tachas maisa, a person has some kind of salty fish. Obviously, the situation should be avoided. But a person has a salty fish and mamish going out as kain, he grabs a piece of bread. Tachas maisa is going to be a safik brachas. Safik brachas. Meaning off the safik benching. What?
You don't need that.
Saying you don't need kedei sviya, he's right. Probably not going to need kedei sviya for to put out the fire. Maybe it's going to be shai derabban.
What's he do? Then this is only talking about when you eat the dog first and then the pass.
Yeah. That's in terms of it. Right now we're talking about the etzem sugya sagemara.
Because
once you eat them together.
But what if you knew this pot, you knew this dog was going to just like kill your throat?
Okay, so this gets into the other side with the place that Mishabru himself points out that that's the Berega. I think, and this is part of the Bach's problem, is Manita, once you eat it together, so the Bach says only, this whole halacha Mishabru says from the place game is that it's only if you're not really even type kal for lechem. Berega, you're also enjoying the lechem, also enjoying the crackers. It's pashat that at least let's say by bread, that the bread is going to be thicker, by crackers we're going to get to in the Hemshech. Okay, so Al Kapanim, The Mishnah Berurah is a dayan tzarich birur, exactly the chiluk. It could be it's al pi tzbach. Halacha lemaisa, it would seem that it's tzadik brachas. Lagabi birchas hamazon. So washing is machal shaylif. When passes a tuffle, you have to wash. So one place Mishnah Berurah says not, one place you say without a bracha. But al kapanim lagabi the brachas, the chiluk tzadik brachas. If you're forced each day sviya, you might mishnah it's so on fire. How much is kedei sviya? And all this is with
pass.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to taste.
It obviously has to be in front of you, or
you
have to have your mind on it. I don't know how you could have your mind on it. It would be a matzah of like a fire.
The question is right, that's another point in a chanami. But then it'd still be a shah of shahakal hamaitzi. It's tougher.
If you had it in mind.
If you did have it in mind, then there's no bracha at all. The question is also, is it a ruggle? Let's say it's not a ruggle, meaning this kid, you know, you don't eat pepper.
Well, you,
you don't have it in mind. Right. You don't have it in mind, so you'd have to make a bracha, but shahakal. That's the Magen Avram Tzachar. Okay, we're going to get to that now. So, okay, Al Kapanim, that's Lagabi, this Besuim de Kahalacha, Pasim, and Melach, Shtikal Stir, Mishnah Berurah is not 100% clear, but Tach Tzemais, it would seem to be a Safik Brachas, and it could be Al Pi the Bach, maybe Yishuv for the Mishnah. Okay. Akapanim, so that's the Sugis HaGemara, and that's what Simon Risha Beis is Mestaviv on this halacha of Pasim Aleich Balamaiso. So what we're calling this is maybe what there's a different Svarim called the Tuffle, which is Meshamesh Dachila, it's Metakan Dachila. The point is that you're Kol Kulay not interested in Pas. And when you're not interested in eating this Zach Bechlal, so then it becomes a Tuffle, and Akadekach even Pas. Balamaiso, there are various other different forms and variations of Ikra Tuffle. Some of them we have discussed in the Siman, and some of them we're going to discuss in future Simanim. There's the Ikra B'Tafel of Tafel Hamalafis, which the Mishnah Berurah speaks about in Sifkat and Vav. And that is, that not that you're not interested in eating the hummus or the dip or whatever else is being malafis, your cracker or bread or whatever it is. Rather, you're interested in eating it, but you're interested in eating it to enhance the Ikra, to be malafis the Ikra, to give it more gishmak and more, you know, like a dip. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, you know, even though you're tayiv, you want to eat both of them, but lemaisa, when you want to eat the chumitz, you want to eat the chumitz as a lefis, as an intrinsic tuffle to the cracker. Okay, that's another sugya, which we're going to get back to. Let's just speak out the categories. Then there's another category of tarevis, which Mishnah Berurah speaks about a little bit here in the beginning, which might come from the sugya of kol sheish bodal heimini dagon, which is in Simen Resh Ches. And that is that when there's a tarevis, that's even a step vaikter. Not only is it not there to be mishamish, like the bread is being mishamish, not only is it not a malafis, like the chumis is a malafis, it's guard, the mam is shavim. The shavim b'shavim. Shneim chashuvim, says the Mishnah Berurah, right? They're both ganz fine things. Just what? There's a halacha, that when they're in a mixture, on a mixture you make one bracha, as long as there's an ikar and tafel. How do you determine ikar and tafel? Assuming that they're both chashiv. Mir and raif. Well, zil basar raif. Chazal or kadea that we apply the halachas of Rav, like in Kala Terakula, and over here also there's a halach of Rav, and Gobasa Rav, and the Tarevis, and that's Kaveh. Okay, so these are the two that we're going to discuss now. Lamaisa, there are other types of Ikar and Tafel, which we came across in the sugi over here. That's Pas, Paiter, Sepah, Paris. How do we eat everything during a meal? That's also an issue of Ikar and Tafel, separate Simen. Yain, Paiter, Sharmashkim, separate Simen. And we're going to get back to those things. Okay, so in the whole Ikar halacha of Ikar and Tafel, Hagam, that there's kol minei different variations, l'chayra the tzad ha-shav ha-shabahen, is that they're ikar b'tafel. And l'maisa, l'chayra, it's not like, you know, five different halachas, it's all different variations of this concept, that when you eat something as a secondary, enhancer, or for whatever reason it's secondary, whether it's secondary because it's enhancing, because it's a small amount, but once you eat it in a secondary fashion, it loses, kaviyacha loses its bracha. So lemaisa, we all came across at some point or another this week the chakira that the lamdim are chaker, and that is what's the pshat nikar v'tafel. Is the pshat nikar v'tafel that whatever makes this food secondary, a secondary type of food, a tafel dik of food, doesn't need a bracha? Chazal, you know, Chazal, hey mamru, they said to make a bracha, but only in a certain type of chashivas. Lamaisa, we saw in the hemshach of Simonim Reish Beis to Reish Hei, various different refinements, that you could be nachas chadarga, you could lose your ikar bracha, go down to shakol, whether it's an unripe food, an overripe food, various different forms, crushed up food, cut up food, v'chule. So chazal, secondary food doesn't need a bracha. Or is it the pshat that la'olam, a secondary food, avada needs a bracha, but Kolashin HaMishnah, Ha'ikr, Poiter Es HaTafel. Meaning, that when you make a bracha on the ikr, the tafel is nigrar after the bracha of the ikr, and in a chanami, the bracha of the ikr patters the achilas ha'tafel. B'la'olam, the tafel needs a bracha. So that's the general chakira. Others want to say it's a machlokes yishayna, maybe between Tosfos and the Baal Ma'or. Lemaisa pashtus at least lahalacha. They bring a few basic rayas that the pashtus is like the pashtus lashna mishnah ikar paiter satafel, meaning the tafel needs to be patterned, which means it needs a bracha, and it's just patterned with the bracha of the ikar. And the basic rayas we have are that lahalacha we pass in Tosfos, and Tosfos seems to say clearly.
That,
what's that?
Yeah,
don't need kavana to pater. Well, okay. Well, what's the raya they bring? Well, let's see. The raya they bring is Tosfos. Tosfos says lahadya that la'olam, yeah, you could put yourself into a mativ. There's a hechatim, so you can make a bracha on the tafel. When does the tafel need a bracha? Zok Tosfos pachas yezer. If the bracha of the ikur, for some technical hilchos brachas legal reason, was not chal on the tafel. V'yazoi, Zok Tosfos. If you didn't know about it, you didn't have das. So the place can say, even if you didn't have das, if it's a davar haragil, it's kilu yad, it's good enough to have das. Or if there's a shina makam, you eat in one place, then you go travel to a different place. So any basically hilchos brachas legal reason, like hesach das, shina makam, which is mafsik in a bracha, is also mafsik between ikur and tafel. And maybe the tafel needs a bracha. So, l'chayr it's clear from Tosfos that the tafel taka is being patterned by the bracha of the ikur. Hagam that it's a different bracha, but that's the halacha that since it's secondary to the ikur food, it chaps on with the bracha of the ikur. And the other basic raya they have is from the halacha we see here in Shulchan Aruch from the Trumas Deshan that Rama brings, that if you eat the tafel before the ikur, so you have to make a bracha, even though it's taka tafel. And even if it's a tafel that is meant to be eaten before, like the good gedonios that are meant to you have some seeds to be masik the shasiya to prepare you for drinking, so hagan that's the regular tour of a tafel needs a bracha. Now, there's a machlokes achronim whether or not when you eat something before the ikur, some the goyin and the mishnah berurah kotzim, some claim that no, beforehand it's not called a tafel b'chlal, it loses its tefilas. But lemaisa, even according to the achronim that say that it does have a tefilas, it is a tafel. And because of that, the Trumas Hadeshen Taka Paskins, and it loses its Berchasa Hayra'uya, it goes, it's Nachas Chadarga, and it goes down from, let's say, Ha'etz Adama to Eish Hakol Nebivaroi, but Lamaisa needs a bracha. And the Paiskim say, because Asr Lehanas Belmas Heavenly Bracha. I am eating a tafel, meaning these Paiskim are masking it's a tafel. Ha'raya, they're masking it's a tafel, it lost its bracha. Why did it lose its bracha? So the Paiskim say, because it's a. Given the Alkalpanam Achilas Hulot Tafel Davar Acher, Hifsid Berchasa Ruya, it's Taka Tafel, but. Tafel doesn't help you if you don't have a bracha. So it's clear, l'chayr from these various makayas, that the ikr ladino is that the tafel of Adah needs a bracha, and it's just niftar with the bracha of the ikr.
You're saying that darke motor and those posting to say that it gets a shahakol first, even though it loses a, even though it goes down to a darke of shahakol, that's going to be a raya that the etz and the tafel always needs a bracha?
Yes.
Because I thought it was just, we're just saying that. It happens to be that, technically speaking, I need to make a bracha on something that I get hana from. Nobody's claiming that I don't get hana from a tafel.
Okay.
So
that's all. That's what I say. I mean, there's a tzad in the veld, and maybe that's even the das of the Baal Ma'or, not according to the Magen Avraham that we saw, Ein Sham. But there's a tzad in the veld to say that sucking something secondary, chasar we're talking a bracha, no bracha. Just like if you eat something that's not roi l'achila v'chulei, just like, you know, we had a shayla about achila machmas oines, achila for refua v'chulei, this is something that we're not attacking a bracha. So all I'm saying is the basic agdara of needing a bracha. Still not tafel?
It's still yes, it's tafel. It's tafel to the food. You know, but that's what's another, but it's a chelik of the food.
I'm saying this, you're clarifying, yeah, exactly. You're just saying, how do you make it a tafel? I'm just saying, Chazal weren't metakin a bracha on a tafel. It has to be a tafel.
The only reason why you
I'm saying that sad is to say that a tafel oilam needs a bracha. And that's why we say it's a tafel. Say these Rishonim, says the Rambam, I don't care if it's a tafel. Tafel needs a bracha. Where's your bracha on this tafel? Meaning, what I'm saying is, I think this chakira is hagufa. Do you say on a tafel, asr l'islam bracha? There's a tzad to say, on a tafel, you don't say Aslan Islam Bracha. Asr Lehanas Belmas Heavenly Bracha is when Chazal are attacking a bracha, which is somewhat of a different shmooze, but Lamaisa, the only time there's an Isser is if they're attacking a bracha. Sometimes, you know, Achila Mach Masayin is, many Shitas, you don't make a bracha.
I
Aslan Islam Bracha.
I think they're trying to be a separate,
enough. You're
eating it with the
tafel. Okay. So there could be different types of ikr and tafels. There could be, we'll have to be mechalik, and maybe we'll see in a minute where we are taka mechalik sometimes. I'm just saying that these basic rayas in Tosfos are l'choy ray that the hagdara of ikr and tafel is that the bacha of the ikr is yotzei zayin the tafel. Now, Hagan that we have various different categories of a current tafel. The Matakin, the Malafis, the Tarevis, the Chayra, the Yisoy the Machasim, and Mimela, and all of them will say this idea that the Iker has to part of the tafel. So the Mashal. Taisus says that if you have some Maliach, and then you have a Shina Makam, you had no idea that, and you have some Maliach, and you had no idea Pas is coming, the Pas comes out, you have to make a Bracha. Which Bracha, says the Magen Avraham, only Shakal. Even though in the Etzem Halacha of eating a tafel before the Iker is a big shayl in the Achreinim, and the Mishmur says don't do it. It's not kedai to do the tafel before Iker because it's a big shayla. In this case, the Mishmur has no problem because lachare were chayshish, and this is maybe what Chaim is saying now, that when you eat the tafel before the Iker, it's a little bit worse. First of all, some Achreinim hold that's not b'chal called a tafel, and even if it is a tafel, it could be it's a tafel with a separate hana. Ashenkin, when you're taka in real tafel mode, meaning let's say lefi taisus, I eat my maliach and I didn't know nothing about pas, and the pas, whoa, I didn't have das, and the pas comes along. Now, so zok taisi, you have to make a bracha on the pas. Says the mishabura, pi the magen avraham der chayim, but only shahakal. Because that's an authentic tafel. That lekuliyam is a real tafel. You're eating it mamish betelus only to be mitaken to mishamish the next, the maliach. So let's just go a step further to other types of tefelus. What about tafel malafis? So let's say I'm having crackers and I have no idea hummus exists. You know, I'm out of hummus, I have no hummus, I have misyaj on the hummus, or shinu makam, whatever it is. But let's say I have misyaj on the hummus, all of a sudden your neighbor comes in and says, oh, here I have some gishmak hummus for you. And you want to go now dip your cracker, madinoy. So you have to make a bracha on the hummus.
Even you could say it's tofu.
What?
It's still tofu to the crackers. You made a buck on the cracker, and that's chelik of the cracker.
Yeah, so I'm just quoting you a toisus, that's all. Halacha l'maisa, and echad, maybe that's part of the chakir, maybe it's machalik z'shoinim, bal ma'ar. This is not, I'm not even being mechadish as halpi the chakir, I'm saying this is halacha l'maisa, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in the paiskim, halpi toisus, if you didn't have das.
So that's the difference. So he's eating it afterwards, not together.
So comes Mendel, and he's telling me, lam d'shechilukim, say it. So I'm just saying, I'm assuming that even though enechanami ulay yesh ktsas makom lechalik, that it's more nitpal to the malafis, to the lefis, to the malaftoi, whatever, to the cracker, to the chumis. But saif kol saif, you're eating chumis, you're being nana from chumis, kshmak a chumis, pashtus lechayr needs a bracha. So it comes along the chumis and you want to eat it. So okay, but derech klal, stomach, it's not so matzah because it's regular that you have crackers with chumis, usually have chumis. And I'm saying, like, even if you look in the fridge and say, oh, I can't find the chumis, close the thing, and then, you know, your wife comes in and says, no, it was on the shelf over there. So I'm saying, stomach, I would not make a bracha b'chayagav because that's called like regular. I'm saying, but taka, I'm also chiddish. And Emes says, we're going to see in Dvarim Bam Machb Sasuda, we passing this even by an Emes meal. If a person in the middle of a bread meal, and you pot there's meat, right? And Ki hechi, let's find it. We'll find the hechi timser. It's mom's a bomb. Some meat comes in, bomb chiddush. Your neighbor brings you a new thing. You have no das, no shaykh, nothing. You have to make a bracha. Mam zasuda. Why? Because the bracha of the past wasn't part of that papyrus. So, lamaisa, kim techais, halach lamaisa, the svarim klarazoi. Person prepares himself a cup of coffee and there's no sugar. Nempong, someone brings in some sugar and he wants to add sugar to his coffee. Lachar, you have to make a bracha on the sugar before you drink your coffee. Even if you're going to add it in, it's mom's going to be nesarev. Because Which Iker Tafel are we talking about now? Tarevis. Seder, Tarevis, Iker V'Tafel. The reason you don't make a bracha is Iker V'Tafel. L'mais you didn't have das. So L'mais Azoi. B'derech Klal, this is Gori Regilus, you know, someone who usually has sugar with his coffee. And usually there is sugar around, and Pashas is not a Chiddush, so Mela, you generally will be Yitzhazayin the Tanoim of Taisus that you did have in mind. But L'mais Azoi that you didn't. And Taka is a Chiddush, and you were Mamish Messiah from the sugar, and the sugar comes in, it's a Chiddush. So L'chayra, there'd be makom to say, you have to make a bracha. I believe I saw this B'Shem Shlomo Zalman, that he had this tzad, that L'chayra, you're going to have to make a bracha on the sugar. And you have to get back into Reish Beis and Tesvav. Not to make a bracha.
He holds that it's
bottled
to the coffee.
So Shmuel tells us a memra, bottle to the coffee. L'chayra, what does it mean, bottle to the coffee? Bottle to the coffee, L'chayra, means Eker
V'Tafel. It's coffee, better.
Oh. So l'chayra, kach mistaver, that be'emes, b'chi agavna, you can put sugar in the coffee, even if it's mamash abam chiddush, the sugar came, it's mamash out of left field, you had no idea. L'chayra, it's not an application to this. And the reason being, is that l'chayra, we have to be mechalik between a ta'aroivis of Iker V'Tafel. I mean, what's the halach of Iker V'Tafel? You have a salad, you have some kind of mixture, some kind of stir fry, and you have a ta'aroivis. And Emes says, we all saw the machloikas achreinim, whether or not the tarevis has to be mamish, famish darain, or it could even be dvarim hanikarim ktas, like the biarlacha, against the chayadim. But al kalpanim, we're talking about something that is a tarevis of shtein minim. When you have a tarevis of shtein minim, So then we have to clear Iker and Tafel. And then, Tak, I think, Enechanami, even if you add in afterwards a miyat into your Rav and you make a Tarevis, if it didn't have the Brach, if it didn't have in mind, Taisus would apply. But over here, it's, I don't think this is an issue of Iker or Tafel, I don't think it's an issue of Shtei Minin. The sugar is dissolved, is bottle. I don't need Hilchas Brachas type of bittel. This is not a question, there are two things here, what Brachas do I make? So come along, Chazal, Chiddish, two Brachas. No, this is like anything. This is almost like saying, like, you know, water is H2O, so it's like hydrogen and oxygen. So maybe, is that like Iker and Tafel? You have to like clear two different brachas. If it's one machulis, one thing, it's bottle, it's dissolved, totally kol kulin, it's bottle. Kol hatorah kulin, dekha bittle. Yeah, it's gone, it's not here. So, b'chi agav, n'lachayra, that's a man the palug, that it's nitpal to the etzim achila, and like, kaviyachol, this is where that, the other tzad is chal, that this sugar is, it's command less, lamin avadah zin bracha. In the back of sefer of zayis habracha, so he himself, I think, in the Sefer is noted that you have to mekayim the kiyum, you have to mekayim taisus in order to not make brachah on sugar. And in the back there, he has ha'aras from the Forst, who also wrote a very chashuv Sefer Hilchos Brachos, Pischei Halacha. That's the art school's, the English version of Halachos of Brachos, the red Sefer. So he writes him a little ha'ar over there that it's a taos and avada, it's not shaykh to taisus, and you could add sugar afterwards, and it's both totally in his battle, but it's musay. So then that's not the issue of Iker v'tafel, and you wouldn't need a bracha. What I'm saying is Mashenkin, even though I hear Mendel's ha'ara is, I think, ha'ara, and yesh ladun k'tzas lagabe the cracker and the hummus, but l'chayr kipshutai, it's chayv bracha.
So we're saying now that that's chalak in two different types, like, meaning that that's not even a lefis, or that's the same thing with any lefis.
What's not a lefis?
This sugar is...
No, not the same thing. That's kufa. No, that's I'm being mechalik. That if you bring the hummus to the cracker afterwards... Even though yesh lechalik, it's more nitpal, but lemaisa, that's what I'm saying. We have one halacha called Iker v'tafel. We have rayas that the lamdas of Iker v'tafel is, and the rishonim shtel too, right? The rishonim say, why do you need this sugya? I have that sugya of passports and prepares. Lechayra, we find it's all one sugya. Okay, listen, maybe in a few months we'll have finished all the sugyas, we'll be mechalik, but so I'm saying kipshuto, if it's a regular halacha of lefis, why don't you make a bracha on lefis? For that, I need a Iker v'tafel. If without a gemara, I would say, no, maybe you have to make a bracha. Asalahan is from the chumas b'li bracha. So, mashenkin here, this is what I'm just saying, it's more. A more bittel ba'etzim, something that's more bottle ba'atzmusay, and it's just a kalatur kul digdin, has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos per se. Okay, another nafkemina, agabe this lumdus of the Iker and Tafel, regarding the Iker needing the brach of the Iker needing to patch the Tafel, is if you have a hechetimtze, that the Iker, for some side reason, doesn't get a brach. So let's say you have a proper Iker of a Tafel, of metakein, of lavis, let's say tarevis. But even that the Iker doesn't get a bracha, do we say that the Tafel also does not get a bracha?
So, okay.
Do we say that the Tafel wouldn't need bracha? Do we say that no, the Iker doesn't have a bracha, the Tafel needs a bracha? So, l'chayr l'fi, what we were pushing this chakir, that the bracha of the Iker pat the Tafel, on the Tafel we say, aslan is with a bracha, so l'chayr it's going to need a bracha. So, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, I don't know where it is in the new versions, but in the old versions, Perek Mem, Ha'ara Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Rav Noivit writes there that if you have a sweet tasting cough syrup, and you go to drink it, you shouldn't make a bracha. I in Shulchan Aruch, we saw that Kemat Mefarish, that in Rish Dalet, we saw that you make a bracha on sweet tasting medicines. We had various svaras b'shaitai. So he says, very interesting thing, he says of Neivert, it's Iker v'tafel. The Iker is the medicine. You don't make a bracha on medicine. I mean, the Iker is the 1% active ingredient, and the active ingredient you can make a bracha on. So Mela, the sweet tasting medicine is tafel, and Mela, you don't make a bracha. Shuv Shamati Me'agr Shaz Arbach. And he says there that Shlomo Zalman told him no. Here that the Iker doesn't have a tafel, the Iker doesn't have a bracha b'chal. So vada the tafel is chayiv, the chayiv in a bracha.
Bracha
Rishana. Yeah, bracha Rishana. And Kipshuta, it's Kedvarenu that the whole lamb says that Iker patters the tafel. If you don't have a bracha on the Iker, so then the tafel needs a bracha. Tachlis amaisi. Even without this chakira, I think Shmir Shabbos is wrong anyway, just because. Iker and tafel is that the food which is the tafel is batel to the food which is the Iker. The active ingredient in medicine, you know, this is one of the svaras we said why maybe not to make a brach on these things, but the active ingredient in medicine is poison. It's some kind of chemical, it's not food b'chal, it's not edible, that's why they have to mix it into 99% water and sugar and v'chule v'chule, whatever sweetness. So, hechimot sinu, that you could have a tafel to non-food. Iker v'tafel is food and food, it's which food is the Iker, but I don't think there's Iker v'tafel. If you're ingesting, it's like saying, like, you know, meat and rice. I'm eating some rice, and I mix it with roiv dirt. So the rice is tuffle to the dirt. I mean, dirt's not food. There's no ikar v'tuffle here. It could be it's not nichnas b'chan to the sugya ikar v'tuffle. Taz in Reish Beis.
He says that the
I was hoping no one would remember that
when you mix rice flour with wheat flour.
Oh, you're saying a different
taz,
yeah.
And you say that the putter is not poter, the chiyuv.
What? Yeah, Ellie's talking about a different taz, which might be somewhat difficult with this whole idea with the coffee and the sugar in the coffee. The Maisa Rebelli was ma'ir that the taz and Reish Beis and the sugi vanigrin of mixing of drinking shemen zayis and meisulka, ain't shemen that taz, shver taz, that taz.
I'm just saying shemen zayis is different than.
It's sure different than the medicine case. I'm just saying, copy the sugar and coffee. Yeah, well, the taz is meisim nornigay to the coffee and the coffee and sugar. Ein the taz in the sugi vanigrin could be shtaka ha'ara lefid varenu.
It's a ha'ara. It's
what?
Against
the Ramah.
The Ramah.
Which is talking about one homogeneous thing, and said
where?
Okay, he said it was on sugar level.
Yeah, I'm not sure if not sure if homogeneous is a problem. Okay, could be if it's a bigger. I'm just thinking now. Maybe that's pshat in the taz also. Could be if it's a bigger percentage and there are two separate brachas. Could be itak hef to come on tikkun tafel. Even if it's a homogeneous mixture, but it's not sugar, which is mamish 1 in 1,000,000, 1/100. It's mamish 50%, 50%. Maybe that's the chalak. Okay, yeah, that's a har. I wanted to what? Yeah, but it's a meichel. Yeah. It becomes the ikar a meichel. The Gemara says it becomes the ikar meichel. Now, I just want to be madgish that this whole lumdus and these nafkaminas that we're saying is all agave bracha rishon. The Beis Yosef already points out, it's from first Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha of ikar v'tafel is a halacha sai l'gabi bracha shon, sai l'gabi bracha achrin. But l'gabi nekuda zu, l'chare, it's not mochrach that they have the same lumdus. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah speaks this out, he brings this from all the paiskim, that what's the pshat, the taka, if you can have the if you have the tuffle before the ikr, it goes down to shahakol. Or for that case, if you're over on Tosfos, you know, you didn't have das, or you had a shinu makom, then you have the tuffle after the ikr, it goes down to shahakol. Why is it going down to shahakol? So the place can say, because ba'atzim, the place can hold like this at least, the shayin the place. But the ma'isa, it's a tuffle. So ba'atzim, it's mafsid.